Okay, last time we began discussing the halachas of Yoledes and the fact that even though Yoledes is a cholash yesh basakana, because of the unique nature of Yoledes, that it's a natural situation, as the Magen Mishnah explains, we still have a notion that everyone agrees to, as opposed to by regular cholash yesh basakana, of trying to do malacha with a shinu impossible, ayide nachu impossible, hakal kal tfilo impossible, to minimize the actual acts of Chil Shabbos to the extent that it doesn't take away from the necessary care. So one of the applications where you have to cheshbon how to minimize Isurim is, or relates to the issue of Ribui Bishir. And let's say a person is traveling to a hospital on Shabbos, it's relevant for any Chol Shiyesh Basa kind of situation, but more so by Yoledes, where you have more time to plan, typically speaking. So you're going to be traveling to the hospital on Shabbos outside of the Eruv, and you have to bring certain things with you that you need for the childbirth. So that's clearly mutter to bring what you need with you, but it's preferable to have a nachri carry it to the car, if possible. If that's not possible, then next best is to carry the shino. I mean, you're walking outside of your house into the car, there's no Eruv, so better to have if you have a nachri cab driver, if you can get the cab driver to pick up your bags for you and put them in the car, then that's preferable. If that's not possible, then the next best thing to do is to carry ayide shinoi. How do you carry ayide shinoi? So in the Torah Yoledes, Perek Tezayin, he talks about this. He says you can carry the bag on your head, you can carry the stuff under your clothing, you can carry it in your shoe, under your hat. If, again, it depends on what you're carrying. There's only so much you can carry under your hat. But to the extent that you can do it ayide shinoi, better to do it ayide shinoi or ayide shnayim shasuhu. So you have two people carried together in a way that neither one of them is fully carrying it on their own. So you have to cheshbon, again, if it's going to delay, then you don't delay, but if it's not going to cause a delay, better to do it ayide nachri, better to do it ayide shinoi, and then ayide shnayim shasuhu, or ayide shnayim shasuhu. Even if you have a nachri carrying for you, there's still the issue of ribui bishirim, that even where it's permissible to have a nachri do malach of Yom Shabbos, you're not allowed to have them do more than necessary for the situation at hand. So one of the classic examples of Ribu Bishirim, or the prohibition of Ribu Bishirim, even Ayidei Nochri, is in Bishul B'Shabbos, in Shin Yuches Se'if Beis. Hashoche B'Shabbos Echola, Bein Shechala Me'esmal Bein Shechala Hayom. So in a situation where you're talking about Yisrael, Yisrael's allowed to shech for Chol and Shabbos, the Chol Shesh B'Sakan, he needs the meat, you have to shech. So once he's shechting B'Heter, Mutter Habari Lechol Mimenu Chai. So then once you've already shechted it, so Shechita is the same act of Shechita for the entire animal, so then Habari is allowed to eat the meat raw. But if you're cooking, so then even if you already cooked what's necessary for the cholim, there's left over, a bari or non cholish yesh basakana is not permitted to eat that food on Shabbos that was cooked because we're concerned shema yarbe bishvilo. And the Rama is afilu bishel ayidei nachri aser b'Shabbos. So that concern of shema yarbe bishvilo and the iser of ribu bishirim is aser is relevant even if it's a nachri who's cooking on behalf of the Chol Shiyesh B'Sakana. So even if you have a nachri cooking for Chol Shiyesh B'Sakana on Shabbos, a bari or another lower grade chol is not allowed to eat from that food on Shabbos because we're concerned the Shema Yarbi Bishvilo, and there's an iser of Marbi Bishirim even Ayidei Nachri. So to transpose that back to our situation, even if you're going to have a nachri carry your bags, valet service on Shabbos to the hospital, but that still doesn't give you license off at first glance to carry more than necessary for the tzorech ha-yoledes. So even if the nachri is carrying for you, you can make them carry more than necessary for the need at hand. David Weiss writes about this, Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Ches, Simen Lamed Os Aleph, Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Ches, Simen Lamed Os Aleph and Second Benji. He writes, that even if you're in a karmelis, you're not Rishis Rabban Daraisa, you're in a karmelis, like most of our streets are, without an Erev, you still can't have a Nachri carry non-essential items for you on Shabbos. He says you shouldn't even have a Nachri carry your talis. The husband's going with his wife to the hospital. It's Friday night, he's going to be there over Shabbos, he wants to take his talis to daven with Shabbos morning. So he says at first glance, Ayin Wai says, you can't even have the Nachri carry your talis for you. Rav Zilberstein suggests that, no, maybe talis is better. Maybe that's not a good example of extraneous materials that you can't carry on Shabbos, because the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Tzitzis, G'nai gadol hu l'tamei chacham sheispalu v'heim einam adufim. So it's a g'nai for tamei chacham to daven without a talis. So Zilberstein suggests, so maybe here, if you're going to have a nachri carry the talis for you in a karmelis, so that's a shvus to shvus b'makko mitzvah. The shvus of a mirle nachri, the shvus of hadzah b'karmelis, for a makko mitzvah where it's g'nayhu to daven without a talis, and anyway, according to some Rishonim, ribu b'shir was only asr midrabanan. So with that whole cheshvin, Rav Zilberstein says maybe talis is a bad example, maybe that yitaka could have the nachri carried for you on Shabbos. And he quotes Rav Scheinberg as having said the same thing. Yeah, Benji.
This is more, I guess, of a general Erev Chatzera Shaila, but when it comes to a hospital outside of an Erev, how would this ramification...
You need an Erev Chatzera for hospitals, so most of us can assume not, because no one actually has their own residence there. You can... The hospital can move anyone from any room to another room at will. So in a hospital, according to most, would not require an Erev Chatzera.
So if you're in a hospital outside of the home and you want to carry inside the hospital, it would be mutter in
that. That's nothing to do with Erev Chatzera. That's if you leave the chum. But if you leave the chum, you can carry within the house that you're in anyway.
Stop, isn't it? It's interesting that he says that. Doesn't the Or HaShulchan mention that there was a minhag that people stam would have goyim carry the sidurim and talis and the shul for them?
Yes.
So
that wasn't necessarily a endorsement, but yes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so just it's interesting that here by Shabbos with the goy, you know, we mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If he's already carrying essential items,
right?
He can't put like a non-essential item.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about the same bag. Okay, so we're gonna get there in a minute. Right. So you're asking about Egah Kli. Good. So, till now, what we're definitely talking about is you have your five things that you're carrying with you, you're balancing them all in your hands, and can you add one more thing? What about if it's all in one bag? That's what's called Egah Kli. So, is there a problem of Ribu B'Shirim, the Egah Kli? If you have everything joined together in one bag, is that still a problem of Ribu B'Shirim? Maybe if we're Makel and Egah Kli, then even something that's totally non-necessary for the Yoledis, maybe you could carry that too, because it's all the same Kli, and maybe there's no Ribu B'Shirim, the Egah Kli. So why would you say that? Ramosha has a tshuva, Chelik Beis, Arachayim, Simen, Kuf, Gimel. Chelik Beis, Simen, Kuf, Gimel. Ramosha was talking about carrying a cigarette box outside on Yontif. So leaving aside the propriety of smoking ever, leaving aside the propriety of smoking on Yontif, if you're working with the assumption that you're allowed to smoke on Yontif and carry your cigarettes with you. So Ramosha says, well, you're going outside, you're going to need one or two cigarettes, and there are 20 cigarettes in the box. So is that a problem to carry the entire box of cigarettes? So initially, Ramosha distinguishes between where you have a box of 20 cigarettes, and that's the box came away. So you're just carrying the box outside with the 20 cigarettes that were there anyway, and where you're putting things into the box. So initially, Ramosha says that if you have a box of cigarettes, it's okay to carry the box outside because that's all one unit from the get-go. But to put extra cigarettes into the box that you don't need, that would be a problem of ribuy b'shiurim. But then he says, maybe not. Then he says, maybe when it comes to Hotzah, there's a din of Egah Kli. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan, Shabbos, Sadi Aleph, Egah Kli, Shmei Egah. So once you're carrying the kli outside, that's one act of hotzah, and it doesn't make a difference whether all the cigarettes were there from the beginning or you put them in, because the fact that you're putting in the cigarettes, that's before you do any hotzah. Once you're doing hotzah, it's all in one unit, that's all egg of kli, and that would be mutter. So that's where Moshe's tshuva regarding cigarettes and others. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Yotesef Av says, based on this from Moshe, it would be mutter to carry outside on Yontif all your keys that are on a keychain, even the keys that you don't need for Yontif. Because you would have said, Rivu Vishir Mezasser, so you're only allowed to carry those keys that you need, so you have to remove the keys that you don't need. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa says, based on Moshe, no, that's considered egakli. It's all one unit, and therefore, if you have, it doesn't make a difference how many keys are on the keychain, it's all one unit, and that wouldn't pose a problem of ribui b'shiurim. Then, Ramosha himself, in a tshuva that was tshuva printed in Cheliches, but that had been published b'chayav in one of the Amma Torah journals, Chelek Hei Sim Lamed Hei, Arachayim Chelek Hei Sim Lamed Hei, Ramosha says, no, you could distinguish between cigarettes and keys. When it comes to the cigarette, they're all the same. And when you're walking outside, you need a cigarette, you could use any of the 20 in the box. It doesn't make a difference which one you use, they're all the same. So theoretically, when you're walking outside with your pack of cigarettes, you could use any cigarette in the box. So they are all of equally suitable use, even though you're not going to use all of them. But theoretically, you could use any one of them just the same. They're all equally usable, they're all equally valuable to you, and there, if there's only one tirf involved in carrying it out, it's a single kli, and every item in the kli is equally usable, then that's, there you say, egg a kli, there's no problem with being shared. But when it comes to keys, so the keys that you don't need, even though they're on the same keychain, you don't need. So the fact that they're on the keychain itself isn't necessarily relevant because you have no use for those keys. That's a suggestion. Maybe you can distinguish between keys and cigarettes. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, one second. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in Perek Yotes Ha'ara Yadalid distinguishes between if the keys are there before Shabbos or Yom Tov, and the keys are added on Shabbos. That if, like Ramosha's initial distinction with the cigarettes, that if you have the keys on there beforehand, that's not a problem. If you're putting the keys on, then that would be a problem. Yeah.
According to Ramosha, Eged Kli only works if the non-essential could, in theory, be used?
Right, if they're all theoretically usable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they're all in a keychain, are they considered a single item?
That's what we're saying. The Shmuel Shabbos assumed yes, and Ramosha assumed that you could distinguish between keys and cigarettes, that cigarettes in the box, since they're all usable, so then you'd apply egg a kli.
So it's not considered one item?
It's not considered... No, that's like different marbles in a box or different cigarettes in a box. Oh. They're separate keys. They're just joined together, just like you have separate pieces of candy in a candy jar. Yes, different fruits in a fruit basket. In the Sefer Asher Yolad Lito, one of the contemporary Sfarim in Hilchos Yoledes, Perek Dalid Funot Kafes, he writes that l'chachila better to be machmir, not to rely on the kulas of egg and kli, and only take what's essential for your trip. Again, where you're traveling outside of an area. Okay. One of the other issues that you need to figure out in terms of the b'mamay b'malach and the b'malachay d'shinoi is, so you're going to have to call a cab to go to the hospital on Shabbos. So what's the most minimalistic way of calling the cat. So definitely better to have a Nachri call the cat for you if you can find a Nachri. If there's no Nachri around, so I used to assume that an old-fashioned phone, the kind without lights or bells and whistles that you just plug into the phone jack, that even though, generally speaking, if we don't assume the Chazanish, we're talking about electricity, which is all the Rabbanans, so we're only talking about the Rabbanans anyway, if LED lights are the Rabbanans, whatever kind of phone you use, we're presumably talking about the Rabbanans, if you assume the way. But I thought that if you have an old-fashioned kind of phone, without the lights, definitely if you have a speed dial on the phone, so then that's less of an action to press the one button on that phone without any lights going on than to use a phone with lights or a cell phone with speed dial. You have to figure out if that's necessarily so, and how do you cheshbon the different actions going on in these various modes of making a phone call. Or let's say if you have a smartphone, you're going to contact an Uber. So if that could be pre-programmed before Shabbos, so that you're essentially just pressing one button, and then everything kind of happens automatically, then maybe that would be preferable. Even though there you have lights going on, but there are only LED lights, even though there are a million other things going on behind the scenes. But if you're going to use the old-fashioned phone, you have to at least, presumably, you have to pick it up off the receiver, even if it's only one button to speed dial, and then, since they may call you back, you have to put it back on the receiver. So maybe even with the lights, which most would assume only their button, maybe the Uber ordering is still better. Mm-hmm. You have to figure out...
You could very easily do a shinui touching the button.
Yeah, you should definitely do the shinui, correct. Yeah. We're talking about all this with the shinui. The regular phones with the shinui also. Okay, so I'm just talking to Rabbi Josh Flug about this earlier today, what his thoughts were. He wasn't sure.
I guess it's also interesting with the Zachen now, based on what you want to time it with, like Alexa and these other voice ones. Is there a mila to say, Alexa, call Uber?
That could be. You don't have to press anything.
Yeah.
Why does it matter?
Why does it matter if you press anything or issue a voice command?
Yeah. That's a normal way to
make the call.
I'm sorry?
That's
a normal way
to make the call. But what? That's Malachai de Amira. Malachai de Amira may be a notch lower than Malachai de touching something.
Yeah, so maybe the whole goof of it.
Meaning, there is a microphone there, right? So then you are activating something through the microphone.
Yeah, there is some voice recognition there. Something's going on.
So is that a lower level? Well, there are buttons anyway. So is that a lower level to activate something through a microphone? That goes back to the microphone issue. But activate something through your microphone, is there a malusa to do that over pressing a button?
Yeah. I guess we want to show you're activating a microphone when you speak on the phone, right?
Well, no, you're going to order the Uber by pressing a button. You're not speaking at all. Right?
Oh.
So order the cab by pressing a button or talk to Alexa.
Is that a...
What's
the normal case of a mirror? Is that considered a mirror in that case? Physically moving something.
A mirror is normally when you talk, right?
I'm sorry?
A mirror is normally when you talk. What's the normal case of a mirror?
The issue is that you're speaking through a microphone. So you're activating something through the circuits that are being, whatever circuits do, through the microphone. So is there any lower grade halacha going on there than pressing a button? I don't know. Let's talk to the technicians.
And if halachically, I guess, is the other question, is do we say...
So we should go for the lower level, lower grade action. We have to figure out what that is.
Most cases, you have the time to...
In most cases, again, we're not talking about major time, but if you... You're going to the hospital with enough time that you should get to the hospital in time. So usually that's what we discussed last time. You're not waiting for her to be a Shabbos on Mashbir and Shabbos Esestam in order to go to the hospital.
It's preemptive, so there's...
Right, so you have the question. Usually where we live, it should not be hard to find the doctor to make that call. You have the arrangements in the ninth month before Shabbos that should you go into labor, you know who you're going to ask. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning, it might be more complicated. But in the daytime... You have the arrangements with the local nachris that you could ask to make the call for you.
What about a child?
What do you mean?
Have your child?
If it's your child, so a katan do malacha on behalf of his father is no better than any other malacha. If it's someone else's katan, then maybe I'm used to that.
Is there any katan al yedei katan?
Is your what?
Like a mirror katan makatan, or
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. Okay. So the Gemara had tells us on Kuf Kaf Tes. The Gemara has two dais within Shmuel, and the Gemara's conclusion is that any time a woman's in active childbirth, in active labor, so then whether or not she says Srichani, we're Mechal Shabbos for her. Whether or not she says I need to do something, we're Mechal Shabbos when she's in active labor. And right after childbirth, so then we're only Mechal Shabbos if she says Srichani. If she doesn't say Srichani, we're not Mechal Shabbos. The Be'er Halacha makes the following observation, Lashon HaRambam. Be'er Halacha, in the beginning of Siman Shin Lamed, he points out that the Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph, writes as follows. The Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. V'im Haisa Tzricha Laner B'Shashi Yitzo Ekes B'Chavaleha. If a woman needs you to light a candle while she's screaming in pain from the contractions, my leakin la saner. Okay, that's what we discussed last time, even the summa. That's halacha yud aleph. Okay, if a woman needs an air, then we light an air. Halacha yud gimel, the Rambam writes, chayim mishiyaska ladam liyos shoseis. So once the siman the Gemara has of active labor in Mechal Shabbos, the dam is coming out. From that point, achitelet. From that point, until she actually gives birth, the achar shetelet ashoshiyamim, mechal and alas shabbos osna kol sarcha. So at that point, from the point that she's chosesas zuntite until she has a baby, and then the first 3 days after childbirth, mechal and alas shabbos the osin la kol sarcha. We do whatever she needs. So halacha yud aleph was before she's shoseses, right? Halacha yud aleph is hayoledes kishikaras leleid. Then we light a candle for her. And halacha yud gimel is misha yaskel adam liyoshoses. That's a later stage where we're mechal shabbos. So why? What's the difference between halacha yud aleph and halacha yud gimel? So Be'er Halacha explains what comes out of the Rambam. We spoke about this a little bit last time, but now we're just. Fleshing that in the Rambam, Halachi Aleph is talking about where she's asking for something. So even before she's Shoseses, why don't she starts out contractions, why don't she has the early stages of labor, so then Malikim Lathaner, then you're allowed to light a candle for her if she asks for it. The Gemara is Yisibi Daita. Halachi Yagimel is once she's in active labor, once she has a Simanim that the Gemara tells us, so then we're Mechal Shabbos for her even if she doesn't ask. So the necessity of simanei leida, the simanim of shesesa, yeshavas al mashver, that's relevant for where she doesn't ask. If she asks, so then you can be mechal shabbos even before that. If she doesn't ask, you're mechal shabbos once she has the simanei leida.
Technically, she could be asking, so when she's 3 to 7, the asking is makes a difference between Yidli and Chilul Shabbos, right? And now
correct.
We're saying
mm-hmm.
that even
before
applies
before. Correct.
When does that start?
So the Rambam says, Kisha Karas Leilid. Kisha Karas Leilid presumably means when she starts having contractions. When she starts having the contractions of significance.
Right. Well, how does that differ from Yoshen Zal Majber?
So that's the that's a later stage of contractions where she can't move. That's the heavier contractions.
Well, isn't that synonymous with that her Chavasa can't carry her anymore? She can't move? What's the difference between
Chavasa Nosis
and Yoshen Zal Majber?
So, literally speaking, Yoshen Zal Majber is where they see she's holding by the end of the labor, and they tell her, don't move anywhere, get ready, get in position.
So she can't walk already,
the way most understand that the simanim are not, that it's any one of them, so I guess if you say it's any one of them, that means that either one of them could come first. I mean, it's not, you could have women who are able to move even after the Yoshavas on Mashbar. You could have women who can move before the Yoshavas on Mashbar. I don't know exactly what that translates into. But whatever those simanim are, they're in a more advanced stage of labor. Okay? So that's the Berlacha points out, that what emerges in the Rambam is that even at the earlier stage, before the simanim of the Gemara, you can be Mechala Shabbos if she asks, and those simanim are relevant where she doesn't ask. But Moshe points out, in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, he just raises the issue that it's not Beferish in Shulchan Aruch. This dichotomy that the Berlacha develops, it's not Beferish in Shulchan Aruch that before she's Yoshevas al Mashber, before she's Shoseses, that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if she asks. Rav Moshe said that's understood. It doesn't have to be explicated in Shulchan Aruch because that's Pasha. The Mishabrua in Sifkat and Gimel and in the Berlacha says that this is Beferish in Tosis Yishanim in Yuma. Mishabur Sifkat and Gimel, Shinlam Sifkat and Gimel. He writes, the Kasvu Betosis Yishanim, Shili Yuma, Daf Pe Gimel, the Mishabhaki Afilo Eno Maris Klum, the Gama Kachama Eno Maris Klum, Nami Malikan. That even if she doesn't say anything, once she reaches the stage of Chavrasa Nosasasa, then you can be Chal Shabbos even if she says nothing. The Berlacha here, Dibur Maska Madlikin, writes that the Ran is Cholek on the What's the Ran? The Ran writes, this is Daf Dal, I'm a base Bedape Rif. Elamiu Adavra Mukhra, Shim Amra Isha Tsarech, Vachalachem Amrim Einon Yodin, Shazeb Achlasakar Safash Sakal. That if a woman says, I need you to do something for me, I need you to do Malach, and the other people say, not necessary, we listen to the woman, that's also Sakana Safashas Lahakal. Okay. There's a little bit of a literature in recent years about whether Bechlal, the heter of Yisuvei Daita, that the Malika the Saner, to put a laboring woman at ease, does it also allow the use of or the traveling of a labor coach, birthing coach, doula, on Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
So can you have a Jewish doula travel with or to meet up with a Yoledis in hospital on Shabbos? Is that Bechlal, the Yisuvei Daita, that is Mutter? So there's a back and forth about this in the Or Yisrael in 2006. The first in volume Mem Gimel of the Or Yisrael, Nisan Toshin Samach Vav, there's an article by Rabbi Gabriel Sener, the Nita Gabriel. So first he says that we're only matir chil Shabbos li Yisuvei Daita to address the woman's fear that she's not being properly cared for. So she's worried that the midwife, the doctor, the nurse is not going to know what they're doing. They're not going to be able to take care of her properly. So you'll have to light a candle to make sure that she's at ease to know that people will be properly caring for her. But there's no heter v'yisuvei daita to just remove the tsar and yisurim that are associated with childbirth, because that is extraneous to actual piguach nefesh. The yisuvei daita is only meant to address concerns about the quality of care, but not what he terms extraneous concerns like the pain of childbirth.
Well, that, in her mind, it affects quality of care. You know, that she wants the lights on so that the people around her will.
Right.
But it's an issue of shema yipachet. She's more able to get scared, thinking that they're not going to be able to do their job.
Right.
Whether she's right or she's not right.
Correct.
It's her emotional state where mm-hmm. afraid's going to be aggravated.
Right.
So it's not necessarily the actual better treatment or not better treatment.
Correct. It's the perception of better treatment.
Right. And we're concerned about her emotional state.
Good.
And she's more able to get masukin in Moses' language,
right,
because of an escalation in her emotional state.
Right.
So,
And therefore,
you said it had to do with care. I'm just jumping on that part. I don't know.
Okay, so
Abdullah is helping her emotional state, so then...
Okay, good. So far I'm just reporting what Rabbi Sinner writes.
Okay.
Then he says, and even though the Magen Mishnah that we discussed earlier is matir, kol tzarchei achole, even for any chole sheish basakana, but as we discussed, right, the Magen Mishnah says you can do anything kederach that you do b'chol. As we discussed, that's the machlokes, whether we accept the Magen Mishnah halacha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes many Rishonim who disagree. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't think that we should accept it for the Raisas. Okay. The Rabbi Sinner says, Hayitachin, would you say that if a woman's going to feel better if you let her call her mother on the phone and she's in the hospital on Shabbos, that you let her call her mother on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in a Hanami, but
sure.
He says that's obviously absurd. So therefore, you can't be matur in Issa Daraisa to allow a doula to travel on Shabbos to the hospital or to perform a lachas daraisa, unless the doctor says that without the doula, the woman is going to go out of her mind out of fear of the pain. That's what Rabbi Tzinner writes, Or Yisrael, Nisan Tav Shin Samech Vav. In the next Or Yisrael, back in those days, Or Yisrael came out quarterly, now it only comes out twice a year. And they charge the same.
Oh.
Actually, not true, they charge... it used to be a subscription was 1 year, 4 issues, that was 2 years, 2 years, 4 issues. Okay.
But it's thicker.
So, it is thicker. But anyway, so in the next Or Yisrael, Thomas Tavshin Samachav, there's an article written by Rav Yecheskel Shraga Weiss of Papa in Muncie.
Oh.
You know him?
No.
Okay. So he points out, Shuvas Shevet Alevi, we mentioned this previously, Shuvas Shevet Alevi Chelek Vav Simen Lamed Os Beis, Shevet Alevi Chelek Vav Simen Lamed Os Beis, Vav Lamed Beis, who allows treating pain for a chol sheyesh ba sakana, even if we don't accept the Magen Mishnah. Right? As we, I'm sorry?
Ber halacha.
Ber halacha.
Reshayim both. It's a ber halacha then. It says the pain is that, that's why we like the nap for a chol sheyesh ba sakana, because sleep is so essential, and moving pain would be akin to that.
Right. And then he quotes the Shevet Levi as well, Chele Tessim and Ayin Hay, Chele Tessim and Ayin Hay, who talks about giving epidural on Shabbos. The epidural is only meant to treat pain. It's not necessary for the childbirth itself, but it's meant to relieve a woman of pain. Even though it's not so clear there whether he's Matir Malachas Daraisa, I have to figure out, is there necessarily Malachas Daraisa involved? At first glance, he's sticking a needle, put in the IV that should be Chavala Daraisa, right? But then he says, in the Sefer Ashrei Yoladato, Perek Hei Ha'aramem, Perek Hei Ha'aramem, he says, not necessarily. It's not a psik reishe that dam is going to come out. If you can, the fact that you're making a incision for the IV doesn't mean dam is necessarily going to come out.
That is a requirement for choyvel.
That's a requirement for choyvel deraisa for dam to come out. Right?
A bruising is not a deraisa.
Right. And even if it is a psik reishe, but a psik reishe b'amir lenachri would be mutter if it's the non-Jewish anesthesiologist doing it, and it's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa because you don't need the dam, and it's mekalkel b'chabura, so then it ends up being a shvus to shvus makom sarakadol. So the fact that you're madrin epidural doesn't necessarily mean that we're talking about a daraisa. Okay, but this Rabbi Weiss from Papa assumes that if you're madrin epidural, then we're even talking about the matzah deraisas for pain management for a yoledes, and therefore if a doula is meant to relieve or will help relieve pain from a yoledes, it would be matzah even for deraisas. Then the author of Ashrei Yoladato in Biurim Simon Beis quotes from Tshuvas Yehuda Yala Simen Nun Tes, Tshuvas Yehuda Yala Simen Nun Tes, that the reason we allow lighting a candle for a yoledes is because of her ease of mind, her peace of mind, her nachas ruach. Even if nothing's going to come out of it, even though it doesn't serve any practical purpose. So you see that Yisuvi Daita's mutter, even if there isn't a direct correlation with anything practical. And he says that you can chal Shabbos for chol sheyesh b'sakana even to avoid yisurim, because any pain could make the situation worse. And right for that is one of the cases that beferish in the Mishnah, one of the things that you're allowed to do for a yoledes. Another mission of the Gemara is Mevi'in Shemen. You can bring Shemen for your yoledes. What are you using the Shemen for? The Shemen is to relieve pain. The Mishnah Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Achoshesh B'masnav Sachu Es HaShemen. Right? You're not using Shemen because you needed to get the baby out. You're using Shemen to relieve pain. So that's clearly mutter for your yoledes. And as Michel Meir said, the din that mechabin is aner b'shvel cholish yishan. That's also to relieve pain or discomfort. And the Mishnah Berurah there ber halacha, even if the doctor says he's not going to, the situation is not going to deteriorate because he doesn't sleep, still mutter. Right, and we quoted last time or previously from Michel Mazamin that you're allowed to administer pain medicine to a cholish yesh basakana on Shabbos.
Who says it's not going to deteriorate?
The Mishnah Berurah says even if it's not going to deteriorate, you're still mutter lechabes l'saner b'shvil cholish isha. Even where the doctor says the medical situation is not going to deteriorate because of lack of sleep, you're still allowed to be mechabes l'saner. They also point out in these articles, in the Ashrei Lato and the Or Yisrael, that the purpose of a doula is not only to address pain, but it's also to better facilitate the labor and to put the woman more at ease that the doctors are properly treating her. If she has someone with her through the process, professional, then she'll be more at ease. And they quote studies indicating that the C-section rate for people that have birthing coaches with them is lower than that of those who don't. So Rabbi Willick said that alone is reason to be matter. That if you demonstrate that C-section carries with it more risk, so if the studies indicate that having a doula lowers the risk of a C-section, and that would be reason enough to be matir on Shabbos. The Rabbi Tzinner, in his response to the response, Tishrei Tavshin Samach Zayin, so his conclusion is that you can use a non-Jewish doula, or you could have a non-Jew drive a Jewish doula on Shabbos, but you can't have the Jewish doula drive herself.
Uh-huh.
You can be matir the rabbanans, but not the raisins.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chokim argue that definitely better to have to have an ochri, or deal with the rabbanans, but if push comes to shove, and there's a reason to use dafa yisrael, that's the only person available, a yisraelis. So then, based on the considerations that we just said, that is b'chal yisavei daita, and addressing pain is also mutter, and there are statistical studies indicating a lower C-section rate. So for all those reasons, if push comes to shove, it would be mutter ayidei yisraelis, even b'melacha d'araisa as well. Okay, so this concludes our unit on refuah of the Shabbos. I emailed that a little bit earlier today, the first Mamar Kamas on Amir Lenachri, so we'll start that in Mirz Hashem next week. So that should take us till Pesach, and then the Bechina, Mirz Hashem, will have a week for Chazara, plan is that week for Chazara after Pesach, and then the Bechina following that week after Pesach.
Okay. Next week, do you want to do Monday, Tuesday?